910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a grand jury returned an 18-count indictment against former Trump advisor John Bolton, he surrendered to authorities in Maryland today and appeared in court, pleading not guilty to charges of retaining and sharing classified information. It is the third so-called enemy of President Trump's to be indicted within a matter of weeks. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Bolton is not backing down from his criticism of President Trump.
Bolton was pushing back, saying in a statement that the indictment is nothing but retribution and an abuse of power, part of Trump's campaign to intimidate his opponents. Bolton and his attorneys claim no crime has been committed, but Bolton is under serious legal threat. Each of those 18 counts carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail.
President Trump will host Ukraine's President Zelensky for talks at the White House. Yesterday, the president announced he'll hold another summit with Russia's president in Hungary. The government shut down heading into another week with lawmakers not in session today. The Senate votes again on Monday. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that its job support programs aren't receiving any federal funding during the ongoing government shutdown. According to agency officials, about 75% of their budget comes from federal sources. They're using carryover federal dollars and some state funding to keep their programs running for now, but without additional federal funding, some workforce initiatives could shut down. Officials are also expressing concerns about agricultural workers obtaining visas for next year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to attend one of around 50 educational events next week honoring International Bat Week. According to a press release, four of the eight species of bat found in Wisconsin are considered threatened. DNR officials say conservation efforts over the past decade have helped the bat populations begin to rebound. Event locations and tips for helping the bat population from home, like building your own bat house or using native plants in your yard, are available on the DNR website. The Rice Lake Area School District is inviting residents to participate in their local Empty Bowls event this month. The eighth iteration of the annual event will be held on October 30th at the Rice Lake High School cafeteria from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funding raised at the event will go towards the district's Feed Our Kids backpack program, which provides students with non-perishable and easy-to-make foods to take home over the weekend to combat hunger and guarantee kids are having their nutritional needs met when they don't have access to school meals. The Lakeland Family Resource Center in Spooner recently held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to honor receiving accreditation as a Family Resource Center of Quality. The organization received the designation for demonstrating their ability to engage in robust professional development, including evidence-based programs in parenting support, resource coordination, and early childhood services. The facility is the 11th center in the state to receive the accreditation and must reapply for it every 3 years to ensure its policies and procedures are still effective. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio has had continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay, so I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Friday afternoon looking mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers rolling through. Highs close to the 70-degree mark. For tonight, skies clearing out, lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds. On Saturday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies in mid-60s. Right now, it's 64.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Or please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, author Laura Berg will tell us about not one, but two upcoming book festivals around Wisconsin, what they're about, and why you might like to check one out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
1787, our founding fathers did. I'm a kid that was raised on Schoolhouse Rock, and it took. Okay, it took. To the people who make and made and promoted Schoolhouse Rock, thank you. Because it took. Let's go to your calls, see if they take. Mo from Rupert, Idaho.
Good morning.
Hello.
So I'm thinking about a good way to get Washington's attention with protests. And when I retired, I opted to only pay my taxes once a year instead of, you know, the taking it out of your check every month. And I just think if everybody did the same thing, we could stop this so fast. You just turn off the tap, you know, the money
tax protest.
I can't believe it when he sits there and he says, well, I've got everything passed except for what the Democrats want. I'm like, you think I want to pay any money towards the government if they don't want to represent me at all?
Yep.
And if we turn that tap off, because they're counting on that money monthly, you know, pouring in as they shoot it out with a fire hose, you know. But so I just think it would be very effective if we just turned off the tap.
Well, I'm not primarily shooting down ideas today, Mo, and thank you for your call.
Yeah, and then I want to tell you I'm heading to Boise and I'm going to be wearing a honeybee suit and looking for some good suggestions, something about looks harmless, but try a swarm of us.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Some kind of signs.
It might look cute, but you know, our stinger is sharp. I don't know. There might be something there. That's interesting. And why right? Boise instead of Rupert? Just because more people?
Well, Rupert won't have anything. There's zombies down there. But Boise is just a lot more fun. They do have a protest going in Twin Falls, Idaho. But they're just really small and not very powerful. Boise is the place to go.
So you said two things. I think going to Boise sounds great. And creating a legitimate pocket of pro-democracy energy sounds great. I want to differentiate two things you said. Really small and really powerful are different. That my dear friend Ben held a peace vigil on the side of the road. I've told Ben's story before. He was the uncle of a friend of ours when we were starting the bus project, and he just happened to have a commercial driver's license. So we drove our bus as we went out and knocked on doors to try to turn the legislature in Oregon, which we did, and he, which we helped do, and he, uh, and it And he became a movement guy, and he ended up hosting this peace vigil, and he did it in a suburban area, and it started out with not that many people, but it grew, and it stuck, and it kept going, and I think the fact that it was in that suburban area mattered more than had it been in downtown Portland. Now, Boise and Rupert are different than Beaverton and Portland, to be sure.
But we're talking rural.
Yeah,
no,
and if nobody's driving by, they're not going to see it at all. But I do, as we're talking out to the broader world, some of those smaller ones, for those folks who go, there's not going to be 100 people there, there's not going to be 25 people, there's not going to be 1,000 people there, maybe I shouldn't go. No, you alone will have more impact than you know. Particularly because a few people who know you will see you, and they'll all just send a signal, I guess we're not just a monochromatic place. But anyway, Mo, thank you so much for what you're doing. I love the idea of the bee costume.
Thank you.
Get busy. All right, so sign ideas, shout out to my friends out in Portland, and I will say again, we fight against kings from the sky high and the lords of water deep. Let us go to Bruce from Los Angeles. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, hello. I wanted to just my sign idea. So, typical signboard is about two and a half feet high, 3 feet wide, plain white. In the upper left corner, I have a picture of a human posterior. In the upper right corner, a picture of a human elbow.
Okay.
In the middle at the bottom, a picture of our dear, dear leader with his eyes cast upward. And in between the posterior and the elbow and above his head with his eyes cast upward, I'm going to write in bold magic marker, "Do you think he can tell the difference?" ?
I understand the point. I think what you're saying is that you know his ass from his elbow. And I've learned...
Well, I don't know if you want me to say this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I want you to do what you do. But Sean told me I'm allowed to say that word. I didn't get permission from polite people who are not only operating within their professional bounds, but weighing in on their own personal taste. And Sean was not weighing in on our personal taste, only professional bounds. So I'm not saying that she has endorsed such foul language. Only that the FCC has not prohibited it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, another quick thought. I've said this before when I got on the air with Tom Hartman. I take the long view. In the end, this man, this TV watcher sitting in the White House, he is truly a small, insignificant man. And everybody should keep this in mind and not forget it.
Yeah.
Because in the long term, that's truly what he is.
Yep.
Okay.
I appreciate it so much. Jeff from San Francisco, you got a sign idea?
Yeah, mine's going to be fight the fat ass. He has no class. And have a picture of, a big fat Trump. Is that okay?
Why do you ask me? Why do you ask me to join in on your perversion? This is your
well,
sign. Don't blame me for your choice of words.
Well, I was in downtown War Ravaged San Francisco last night about 8 o'clock, and, I didn't have too much trouble with anybody, and I was right in the heart. I went to an AA meeting at a homeless shelter, and nobody attacked me, and everything was fine. So I just want to report from San Francisco, the War Ravaged place, that it's still safe.
Yeah, no, and by the way, Portland is beautiful. And as for your, I will say, I may or may not engage in profanity, but I will fight to the death your right to be profane. Okay, so thank you, Jeff, so much for calling in and for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Right, bye-bye.
Diana from Olympia. Diana from Olympia has a Wonder Woman, sort of a Wonder Woman ring to it. But go on.
Well, thank you. I was just going to tell you that I feel like I'm being taught by Thomas and Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, every morning between you and Tom. And I love you, and I love your dad so much.
He's pretty great.
I mean, I feel like my husband and I feel like we're just given golden coins every time we listen to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Your players welcome. But my signs are kind of like lowbrow compared to these creative guys you've had on.
It's all right. You said lowbrow. The last couple of signs, I don't know. I'm not criticizing them. But my first descriptor would not have been highbrow. It would have been something other than that. But go on, Diana from Olympia.
Okay, well, mine is lowbrow in the context of not as creative, but anyhow, my first sign is democracy, not dictators, because I really love that one. I think that's the key to this whole thing. And then my next one is a finger, like, or a bunch of fingers pointing at the person looking. And if they want to be creative, they can put Uncle Sam behind that finger. And it says, do you want or like 1930s Germany?
There you go. And as for the gold coins comment, thank you so much. If you need those gold coins, you can come right here. You don't have to go to Aurora's Realm Shops or Trobriand's Graveyard or Cliff Watch Inn to get your gold coins. You can come right here to the Tom Hartman program. Thank you so much, Diana.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 96.9 FM, 910 AM, WBZH.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard.
Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and start giving them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use code TOM or text THOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with a happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use code TOM or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% off with a happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. And we are back. Let's go straight to your calls. Alan, thank you for calling about the government shutdown. You're on the air from Seattle.
Hi, Jefferson. Great show.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to get into the weeds a little bit.
Weeds are good.
I'm kind of thinking of how the heck we get out of this shutdown, which, of course, is going to extend beyond our March tomorrow. You know, as it stands, the Senate is holding up the clean CR simply because they want to restore our, you know, healthcare funding. And you know, let's just look at the, a couple of ways that this can end itself. But it's all predicated on the Epstein files and you know what Johnson is going to do in the House. So let's just say the Democrats cave and enough of them vote in the CR, you know, ending the shutdown, because now we have the bill and it goes to the president for signature. But this doesn't get Speaker Johnson to open the House because their work was done. They already passed that clean CR. So the Epstein files won't continue, you know, will continue to be hidden. On the other hand, if the Republicans toss out the filibuster rule and pass the CR all by themselves, you know, Trump's going to sign it, and Johnson still doesn't open the House. The Epstein files stay hidden, but now the government's open. So this doesn't hurt the Democrats that much because they can go around and say, hey, we fought the good fight, but, you know, you're now screwed on your health care. But, you know, this is an option that isn't going to happen, really. I don't think so. And if the Republicans back down and allow the funding for the ACA to be extended, the CR is no longer clean, and Johnson will need to call the House back into session to work on the revised bill. Well, you know, he won't do that. So the House is still closed. The Epstein files are still hidden, and the government's still shut down. If by some miracle Johnson does call the House back into session and they pass the revised CR, they have to somehow avoid bringing the Epstein discharge petition to the floor. And, you know, we all know that the Republicans are pretty good at changing the rules midstream. So then the CR would go to Trump for signature, you know, with the ACA, funding restored. But then he vetoes the bill. And you need two-thirds vote in each House, to override the veto. So this is going to go on for a long, long time.
Yeah. No, they've got. I appreciate it. What's your last? I've got a couple thoughts that I've jotted down. I want to share, but want to make sure. If you had your last either hope or fear or piece of advice, what would it be?
To get the shutdown taken care of.
Yep.
That would require the Republicans getting a backbone, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yep.
Because I mean, it's the hammer of the Epstein files hanging over this whole thing.
Yep. I think you're onto something, Alan. I think you're onto something, and thank you so much for the call. Let me respond to it. We're talking about sign ideas. Here's one. And by the way, I have said, and I will say again, I kind of like the long signs. I know that's weird for me to say, because I usually think that some of the most persuasive stuff, and one of the reasons I love the No Kings narrative, is it just took me two syllables and barely a breath to mention. Brevity is the soul of wit. Don't use three words when two will do. But the long sign is funny. Like, I imagine it's like a sign with like a paragraph on it. I just think it's kind of funny. Now, who will that be for? Will the person driving by read it quickly? No. But everybody there will. And the other is you can take a picture of it and make it, put it on social media, whatever, and people will read it. And I think it's kind of funny. And even just the fact that it's long kind of violates sign rules, and that's kind of funny too. And here's one. You could make the words better. But there should be 1,000 signs that say something like the Republicans are shutting down the government to conceal the Epstein files. There should be like 1,000 signs that say what you just said, that the Republicans are shutting down the government to conceal the Epstein files. Now, if you want to do more than what, really explain it, like unpack what we're talking about, you just said it. The reason the House doesn't want to come back to vote on a revised continuing resolution is because they don't want to have to deal with a discharge petition to then vote on the release of the Epstein files and force that to happen. So we've got to make that plain. How else deal with a shutdown? One, I think making it clear it's about the Epstein files helps. Helps with some Republicans saying, uh-oh, and maybe they start saying a few things. And the other thing is, we got to put pressure on swing districts. We got to put pressure on rural areas to talk about what's happening in healthcare in those areas and make congressional members push for it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's going to take Republicans in districts where they can lose to blink. And that means lots of action in those areas.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com.
At the end of the month, FFA students from across the country, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands will make their way to Indianapolis for the National FFA Convention. But today, we're going back about 73 years to when the blue and gold looked a little different. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. You're going to want to stick around.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world. To integrate a global ag and energy supply chain. To advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world. To build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
We're taking you back to 1952, when only boys could join FFA, but girls were still a part of the story. The Brandon, Wisconsin FFA chapter selected one young woman from the senior class to represent them as their FFA sweetheart. The honor went to Lois Lawson. Today, she remembers what it meant to hold that title and be a part of the FFA tradition at a time when opportunities for women in ag were only beginning to bloom.
I do remember that. There was only boys that could join that FFA. And so I think it was only a couple years that when they started it that they had an FFA sweetheart. And the boys voted on one of the senior girls. And we had 12 girls in our class of 25.
Lois Lawson, the 1952 Brandon FFA chapter sweetheart, still lives on her family farm today. We'll take a look at commodity prices next. Nitrogen is one of your biggest input investments, so protect it with Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Anvil delivers 310% more active ingredient than leading competitors, while Super U provides complete protection against volatilization, denitrification, and leaching. Don't risk your yield with diluted products. Choose proven active ingredient loads for proven nitrogen protection and maximized nitrogen availability. Ask your retailer for Anvil and Super U this fall. Friday from Chicago, midday grain prices are trading higher. December new crop corn is up 2.25 cents at $4.24 a bushel. November new crop soybeans are up 6.75 cents at $10.17.5. Cash wheat is up 2.25 cents at $5.04.75. And July 2026 new crop wheat is up 2.5 cents at $5.43 a bushel. Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. November milk up a nickel at $16.61 a hundredweight. December milk down a penny, trading at $16.51 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Friday afternoon looking mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers rolling through. Highs close to the 70-degree mark. For tonight, skies clearing out, lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds. On Saturday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies in mid-60s. Right now, it's 64.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
I knew that we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is that some of the stuff that we do can lower our biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and vegetables, many, maybe most, are 10-plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens, that's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. We feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly we age. We encourage you to join us. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off and use promo code Tom at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Tom. Welcome back to the Hall of the Voice, where we marvel at the grim statue in the Hall of Mirrors. Thank you for being here. We'll go straight back to your calls. Dave, you've got a protest sign.
Hi, this is Dave in Auburn.
There you go.
Hey, ICE is a state-sponsored terrorist group. The second one is, if you wouldn't want a felon living in your house, why should we have a convicted felon living in our house?
Yep.
And the third one is a big giant caricature sign of the image of Donald Trump with the word hoax superimposed over it, because that's his favorite word. And that's about all I got.
Thank you, Dave. I'm going to keep it going. Ike from Charleston, South Carolina, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Let's see, signs, and then I'll give you something towards the end of this. Signs, let's go with wake up, military. It's time to do the coup.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
How about...
I don't know if that's the one that gets you arrested, but keep going.
How about your military boots were made by freedom, not made for Jack?
Oh, I like that one.
How about...
say that one again. I got to go to my notes here. Your military boots
were made by freedom, not for Jack. Or were made for freedom, not for Jack.
Yep. I like both.
Okay. And then here's a bigger picture. This is for the people that have money, resources, and connections. Listen up. I live close to a certain Air Force base where I live. I'm within it. I can hear reveille every day, okay? I was stationed at that base back in the 70s.
Yep.
I'm old, I'm disabled, but I've got an idea, and I haven't been able to put it together. But this goes for any military base in the United States. I've been wanting to go down and get there's also billboards that are outside these base gates, right at the main gate. But what I've been wanting to do is go and get a big, nice-sized banner made and stand there across from the main gate on the public sidewalk and remind these troops, and it says, your duty is to the Constitution and to the people. It's not to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You are something along those lines. You do not owe duty or honor to a dictator.
Yeah.
You know, we could do these in front of every base on, you know, in this country.
Yep.
And remind these troops at the base level who they're supposed to be standing with. You know, this is the other thing. You know, people laugh and they criticize and they think that I'm not serious. But as an ex-military man from a family of ex-military men, I'm telling you now, there is a legal obligation involved in the oath that they take
Yep.
They do have a certain point where a straw is going to break that camel's back. And I fully expect them to do their duty. And their duty is to this Constitution. It is not to the politicians. It's to the Constitution, and it's to the people of this country. That's our military. That's not their military. They belong to us. And they better protect us, and they better do their job and uphold their oaths.
I thank you for the call, and it makes me want to say a couple things.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Understanding. Okay, here's a little bit of strategy corner. Strategy corner time. The right-wing movement was built, and just happened, got built. And it got built strategically. And it got built by identifying critical levers of power and trying to take over those levers of power. It's very different. It's very different from starting just with a set of values, or starting with an objective, or starting with key constitutional principles. It was formed in significant part by identifying key levers of power, and I will say some of them. One, of course, is the church. First donor to the Christian Coalition was the Senate Republican Campaign Committee. Wasn't that God was looking for the Republican Party. The Republican funders decided, let's bathe ourselves in God. Second, you said the military. Yeah. How do we build? And John McCain was an example of this, where the military-industrial complex was a essential piece, an essential building block of the modern conservative movement. Ronald Reagan helped make that so. That's another key thing. If you wanted to run a nation, what are the things you want to run? Well, it'd be nice to run the military. Give me the power to make war, and all other powers will flow to me. It'd be nice to run the central religion, which normally you could imagine as being a ballast against overweening military power. Because, by the way, as I said a little bit ago, and I will say over and over again, Jesus Christ wasn't a big fan of big military. He was turning the other cheek. Other big institution, the economic leadership, the corporate leadership, the concentrated wealth of the nation. Grab that. Now what we're seeing more and more, and this is a big piece of the Powell memo, of course, we've got to take over the media. After 40 years, they pretty much now are successful. It's identifying those centers of power and occupying them. And then, of course, also elected centers of power. And one of the big ones is, oh, wait a minute. We can win or lose the presidency. We can win or lose the House. We can win or lose the Senate. But if we can get the courts, Article 3 makes those lifetime appointments. Aha, we get one more. It has been an overtime strategic act. And part of my plea to this community is for us to stay rooted in values, stay rooted in objectives, stay rooted in the best of what this country is and should be, and to be strategic, and to be smart, and to be thoughtful about how we can actually have power for people, and not only have power used against people. So your comments, and my comments earlier about the iconography, do that with the Christian cross, do it with the American flag, start doing it with sports, football. Well, football, it's a big center of power, so they identify it. And very often, the protest-rooted person who is resisting so much of the accoutrement, so much of the display of Americana, because they see that so often it is false. It is used not to promote the best of this country, but to use it as a cloak to do some of the worst in this country. And then there is a risk that it recoils from some of those core centers of power, from the church, from the military, from economic power, from the core iconography, from the media, when in fact we have to do is identify levers of power. And in a values-aligned way, make sure that as many institutions as possible promote the best of this country, promote the best of democracy, promote the best of equality, promote the best of looking out for the next generation and the seventh generation after that. And that we can't only run into a lefty corner. We've got to make sure that more and more areas in this country are, in fact, in alignment with the best of what this country is and should be. All right, that's what I wanted to say. Let's go to a call. Harry from Wairika, not to be confused with Eureka.
Thank you, Jefferson. I had to make two signs. The first sign is Matthew 25:35. Dot dot dot. The signs are 17 inches wide and 9 inches tall. The other sign is Google. Google Matthew 25:35 at Bonn. I just have the Matthew 25:35 on one sign, and the other one is Google. So it has to be two signs, 17 inches by 9.
I appreciate it, Harry. I appreciate it. People can send them in. Somebody sent one to me. It was Republicans are protecting the wrong little hands with kids' hands, including multiracial kids' hands, pictured on one side of the sign and two orange hands on the other. I like it. All right, Harry, thank you. We're going to keep taking them. Of those, Harry, I want to write it down. What's your favorite of those? I want to write that one down.
Matthew 25:35.
Yep. Great.
And then you Google it. It's heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, all of those.
Matthew 25:35. For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Pro Democracy crew, thanks for being part of that crew. Thanks for joining us. No Kings rally tomorrow. I think it will be in the millions of people.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love playing sports, especially for my school.
And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
But thank you to our sponsors, and here's one of them. You're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is, I never check it, you need to do something about that right now. That's why we have partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. And ultimately, tomorrow, as people are in the streets, and I do think it will be more than 1 million people hit the streets tomorrow. It will be one of the larger protests in U.S. history, I predict. And why do I predict it? Well, for one thing, it's you people that I did not say today, hey, folks, let's talk about the protest tomorrow. I mentioned it, and I definitely talked about that yesterday. But today is anything goes. Anything goes Friday. I didn't make it up. That's the tradition. And that can go any number of ways. Somebody called in to tell me how I can stop eating so much sugar and cookies, which I appreciate. Maybe not as much as I appreciate cookies, and this is part of the problem. But the conversation can go a lot of different places. And 90% of the calls today, all about the protest. And the only people who say they're not going, the people saying, I can't, and here's how I want to help anyway. That is a signal to me. That is a signal to me that it is on the radar screen of this community in a meaningful, potent way. And good on you. But here's another reason I think it's going to be more than 1 million people, or maybe a couple million, I don't know, a few million, maybe more, is because of Donald Trump. Not because of who he is, but what he said. And not just because of him, but because of the current speaker of the once proud House of Representatives, who, in his little clever self, wondered, well, I don't know what they're going to do with their Hate America rally. Oh, clever, good one, little guy. Oh, real good one. You're a smart, smart, funny little guy. You get to be Speaker of the House because you're a good little funny guy. Come on, man. You're a dork. And he went and said, you know, and the fact that he went on more than one media outlet. I don't usually name call, but guy bugs me, man. He went on more than one media outlet to try to criticize the rally before it even happened. Donald Trump tries to say, oh, I don't even think there are going to be that many people there. Try to criticize it. Try to do his, like, crowd-sized lie before the crowd even sized. That means they know that people are rallying. That means they're worried that they have to start damning it with faint praise or worse. They have to undermine it. They have to criticize it because they recognize that there hasn't been a rally of this size. There will not have been a rally of this size against a sitting president of the United States. I think that's true. I don't think they want the headlines. And by the way, to our journalist listeners out there, biggest rally against a sitting president in U.S. history. Check out to see if that's true, and check out to see if that bears out, because that's what I'm predicting. This president doesn't want to be number one in opposition. But I now think he is going to be number one in opposition because of you, and indicated by what he and his allies are saying, because they are scared of you. So they're trying to undermine you. And what is went over the principles of protests? One of the protest principles is, if they attack, redouble the efforts. If they attack, redouble the efforts. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Mark from Thornton, Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson. Thank you for being there for Tom. I love when you fill in for him. It's great.
Thanks, man.
I got one point to make, and that is to add to your list of concerns when we're looking at all of this.
Yeah.
And that is, we need to look back to FDR. That man defied his own class to help the middle class.
Yep.
So we need to keep him in mind and get back to FDR's United States.
And to our listeners, and to be really clear, one of the reasons why I try to have a big tent of participation is it is so easy to get tribal, and ultimately the most important tribe are the people trying to make the world better, people trying to make humanity better. As a subset of that, people trying to make the United States better, trying to make their communities better. That's the tribe. The enemy is not politically defined. The enemy are the people who don't care about other people. The enemy are people who are trying to hurt other people. And that's how we've got to think about allies and adversaries. Go ahead, Mark. Keep going.
Agreed. And I like your calling the speaker a dork, too. That was I got
wasn't
other
planned.
Choice words, but dork is good.
He's just kind of a little dork. It upsets me. It upsets me because our movement has become so good at trying to root out bullying. Okay, it's like it's not cool to do, and I'm totally with that. But like that dude, if it weren't for like I don't know racist buddies, he'd be getting wedgies right now. Like it's really kind of a bummer to me. Right, it's a bummer to me that there's nobody holding them accountable because you know we're doing the right thing by trying to be nice. But go ahead, Mark.
He does. He's a political nerd dork.
Okay. No, it's a compliment,
so
but keep
here's
going,
one
Mark.
Sign. I got one sign, a front and a back. One sign, or one side says, Trump is America's number one terrorist, because he is. And then the other side says, Trump is a doge bag and the enema within.
That, by the way, that got audible reactions in the studio.
I heard it.
It got a laughter in the back room, and it got a clap over here. An enema.
I'm making a big, gigantic sign with this, and I'm going to be hanging over I-25.
And is it just enema of the people, or is there something before that?
No, it's Trump is a doge bag.
Doge bag.
And an enema within.
And an enema within. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973.
really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine's President Zelensky arriving for talks with President Trump, marking his third visit to the White House since January. Zelensky asking for more defense weapons, and it comes after President Trump spoke with Russia's leader yesterday, signaling a meeting for both of them in Hungary in the coming weeks. John Bolton, former Trump National Security Advisor, who now draws the ire of President Trump, pleaded not guilty today in a Maryland courtroom to 18 federal counts of retaining and sharing classified information. ABC's Pierre Thomas was in court for Bolton's first appearance.
He said that he had had a chance to review the indictment with his counsel. Again, hearing was over relatively quickly. Bolton now understanding that he faces 18 felony counts, each which carry up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000 per fine. Per count if convicted.
The government shutdown showing no signs of ending. Lawmakers out of session today. The Senate returns Monday for a vote. This is ABC News.